Hey friends, if you've got kids listening, maybe don't. I already recorded this episode, but then I decided to listen to this intro or put this intro before the recorded episode because I wanted to make sure that I gave just a warning, a heads up that we definitely talk about stuff that is not kid friendly. Now, if you've got like teenagers listening that are, you know, seeing all their friends dating and being active, if you know what I mean, or even if they're considering being active, wondering if that's what makes sense for their lives right now, I do think that this could be appropriate for teenagers. But like your 7-year-old or like your 3-year-old that's really into Doc McStuffins and Paw Patrol, probably don't let them listen to this episode. we're going to go deep. We're going to talk about some real stuff. We do. I hope we've already turned it off if the kids are around. If you haven't, then this is not my fault. But we are going to talk about sex in the context of being single, in the context of being married as well. And I'm really excited to jump into Proverbs 5. So thank you guys for listening and let's go. Hey friends, Jamie Grace here. Welcome to the Jamie Grace podcast. Welcome to the evening hour. This is like the latest in the evening that I've uploaded one of the Proverbs studies so far. But it's still Sunday and we're still going to jump into the next chapter in the study of Proverbs. We're going to be reading Proverbs chapter 5, and then I'll be sharing a little bit of it at the end of it and like kind of what I learned, what I think about it. And then you guys are always welcome to hit me up on the social media at Jamie Grace H and let me know what you think. So I'm going to be reading today. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version translation. But as you guys know, I love to, in studies, I just love to go through different translations, because I think that's really crucial to really getting a full and deep understanding of scripture and of the translation. But yeah, this one is called The Peril of Adultery. That's the headline over this New King James translation. And we're going to just jump into it, and it's probably going to be some deep stuff. Maybe not the most like, little kid listening episode that we've done so far. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump into Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1. Here we go. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding that you may preserve discretion and your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell. Lest you ponder her path of life, her ways are unstable. You do not know them. Therefore, hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one, lest aliens be filled with your wealth, and your labors go to the house of a foreigner, and you mourn at last when your flesh is consumed and your body are consumed, and say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, not inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of assembly and congregation. Drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets, let them be only your own and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth as a loving deer and a graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy you at all times and always be enraptured with her love. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and be embraced in the arms of a seductress? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. His own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of sin. He shall die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly, he shall go astray. Well, that took a quick turn. The first couple chapters of Proverbs have been, I wouldn't say vague, but they've been very much, I would say, easier to apply to all circumstances and easier maybe to apply to all situations, right? This one is pretty blatant, right? It's pretty specific, like all the situations that they're talking about. But with that being said, it's still something that can be applied to others, because you would think that, okay, maybe this chapter is only for married men, but there are some important stuff in here. I think something that we can all learn, especially when we're talking about sex and we're talking about sexuality and what the context of sex is for. So I love this verse. It's chapter 5, verse 11, I think. No. Verse 15, I believe. Yeah, I'm going to actually read it from another translation. I'm reading this from the Voice translation because it says, here's what you should do to be satisfied. And then it has like the colon, like it's literally saying, here's what to do. It says, go home and drink in the pleasures of your own sister and your wife. Enjoy the sweet, fresh water that has been there all along, flowing from your own well. Take care. Should your own springs, your body be shared? Should your streams of water satisfy anyone in the streets? Absolutely not. They should be kept pure for you and you alone, not for sharing with strangers. May your fountain, your sex life, be blessed by God. May you know true joy with the wife of your youth. Yo, that is so powerful. I love this so much because I feel like the church has been notoriously terrified of sex and notoriously terrified of talking about like what it means to actually enjoy sex and that it should be a beautiful thing. And it is like straight up saying in here, like, may your sex life be blessed by God. Like, I appreciate that it's not saying, okay, for the scary word of the week, let's tell all the Christians to hide because we need to talk about bodies and what bodies do. I appreciate that it's saying, look, there's a context for sex and I want to encourage you to go toward that context. There's definitely like something to be received from this, even if you're not a married man. Like, please take this to heart in knowing like what God's plan for sex was and what God's plan for your life was, and that, you know, and again, I've answered this question on the podcast before. For those people that like don't want to get married, they don't desire marriage, that don't know if they're going to get married, like, I'm not bashing you and saying, well, you're supposed to get married because Proverbs chapter 5. That's not where we're going with this. But this is just specifically talking about the context of sex and the choice to keep things, to keep your mind pure and to keep your heart pure. You know, we talk about purity so much, especially in the church. And I wasn't raised thinking that purity meant sex, and I want to or that purity meant being single, and I want to continue to push that message. You know, purity is something that takes place in the rest of your life. Goodness, I of course I lost it by now. I have my finger like on it, and then with all my talking, I move my hands around. But you know, it talks about in verse 17. This is in the Voice translation. It says they should be kept pure for you and you alone, not for sharing with strangers. You know, it talks about keeping even the marriage bed pure. And so purity is not something that, you know, you get a ring about when you're 12 and then you hold on to it till you get married and then it's time to just figure all the things out and do what you want with all people at all times. There's still a context. And when you can understand the context of how things were created, then you can celebrate them and you can enjoy them to their fullest extent. And everything makes so much sense. You know, it's kind of like, this is a terrible analogy, but we're going there. It's kind of like if you get a toy for Christmas and you never choose to look at the instruction manual, you never even watch a commercial, you never read the words on the front of the box that say, you know, what the toy can do. You just pull it out of the box and you try to do stuff and you try to figure stuff out. I feel like that's actually happened with all of us and our iPhones. None of us have ever read the instruction manuals for an iPhone, right? And then we have our phones for months or years and then we're like, whoa, I didn't know it could do that. Or whoa, I had no idea that if you, you know, hold this down, you can highlight this, or if you swipe this way, you can close this app. I had no idea because we never took the time to understand the context. We never took time to understand what the creator wanted us to understand. We just wanted to do things our own way. And then we're trying to figure out why it's 2 years down the road and we're just figuring out how to pronounce GIF or JIF because we never took time to actually focus on what the creator intended. We just figured I'll do it myself. And that's what that's what this chapter is focusing on when it's talking about sex. It's saying, look, I'm trying to give you proper context. I'm trying to give you proper understanding so that when you get married, you're not going to be like falling into temptation with all these women in the streets. And you're not going to be, you know, just letting the sex bed be impure and just letting all kinds of things happen. There won't be confusion. So I'm trying to give you context and understanding so that when the time comes, you will be able to enjoy it in the way that it was intended to be enjoyed. You know, it talks about, very early on in the chapter, it says, verse 2, that you may preserve discretion and your lips may keep knowledge. And let's read this in the Voice translation. It says, so you may be able to make sensible judgments and speak with knowledge. You see, the lips of a seductive woman speak honey sweet words. They are smooth like oil and enticing, but in the end it is bitter, turning the stomach and rotting the soul. She cuts as deep as a double edged sword. Okay, don't want that. Uninterested. I want to go to the rewind. I want in verse 2 where it's saying, I want to be able to preserve discretion. I want to be able to live with good judgment. And I want my lips to be able to speak with knowledge. The whole book of Proverbs is giving you context for every element of your life, every aspect of your life, every step of your life, to be able to live it out with full, beautiful, incredible discretion and wisdom and knowledge and understanding. It's giving you the understanding so that every step in your life is a genuinely good step to take. And so, yeah, man, I love this book so much. And this chapter is so good. I also, just for the fun of it, can we just go back to how I'm terrible at pronouncing things that end with STS or ED? Like every time I talk about the masked singer, I'm like the masked singer. And then also like the word breasts, it was like verse 15 or 20 or something. I was like, yeah, the breasts. Yeah, sorry. it's a really difficult word, you guys. But man, chapter 5 has some really good stuff in it. You know, obviously we just read it together, but I want to encourage you to just go back and read this again on your own time and just pray over that. You know, if you're in a season where you are waiting to be married, whether you're dating someone, you're engaged, whether you're a virgin or you are not a virgin, and if you're in a season of waiting to have sex and you're waiting for marriage, I want to encourage you to read this again on your own time and really just pray for wisdom, really pray for knowledge and understanding, and also begin to pray for an appreciation of sex within context or proper context. I think a lot of times it's encouraged for people to pray to take their desire to have sex away. I don't think that's a wise prayer, because then I feel like then once you get married, you're going to be praying for that desire to come back. And so I don't think you should pray for that desire to be eradicated in your life, but I would encourage you to pray that your heart could be held in your body, could be held in your mind, could be held, your will could be held until it is time. And if you are married, then I want to encourage you also still to read this on your own time and just continue to pray that you can honor your spouse in the way that you should be honoring your spouse, with your mind, your thoughts, your Google searches, your Instagram follows, your Instagram likes, your Instagram scrolls, even when you don't like or follow. I just want to encourage all of us to just continue to pray for our hearts in this context, because whether you're single, engaged, married, divorced, whatever it may be, this has application into each of our lives. And I think it's really important that we focus on it. You know, not to do a plug, but here's a shameless plug. My new book, Wait It Out, is available on Amazon. It's like charting in the Christian books right now, and I'm really honored and excited about that. It's an independently published book, and I'm just really pumped about it. It's called, if you type in Wait It Out, Jamie Grace on Amazon, it's a 15-day devotional that's intended for non-married people, so dating and engaged and single people, to really just help walk you through that journey of waiting and why wait. And if you're married and you're struggling with, you know, some temptation and things like that, I do think that it could be a great book for you as well, but I would want to encourage you to check out some other resources too, you know, and maybe be open and honest with your spouse and mentors and counselors as well, if this is an area where you are specifically struggling in your life. But yeah, I really hope that you guys are encouraged by Proverbs chapter 5. If you enjoy this podcast at all, I do want to ask that you do a quick favor, that you just hop on over to iTunes, even if you don't listen to this podcast in iTunes, but if you could just hop on over to iTunes, and just give this a rating, 4 or 5 stars, that'd be great. And then just kind of say what you like about it. I mean, you can say, you know, this podcast is cool, I listen to while I eat tacos, whatever you want to say. It really helps, you know, other people hear about this podcast. And I also really appreciate the love when you guys do that. So thank you so much. This podcast has charted before, and I believe we can do it again. So thank you so much for supporting it. I really do appreciate it. There's going to be a new episode tomorrow. I think it's a song tomorrow. I can't remember off the top of my head. New episode tomorrow. And then the finale of The Masked Singer comes out this Wednesday night. And so I think either Thursday or Friday, you'll hear Aaron and I will hear our recap of it. And then next week, I believe it's next week, on Mondays, we're going to start our recaps of American Idol. We're going to be recapping that show here every week on the podcast. Even if you don't watch American Idol, I think you'll enjoy our commentary if you enjoy two crazy people who are really loud and passionate about music. And so I'm really pumped about that. If I maybe can, I'm going to even see if I can get my friend Melinda Doolittle and former American Idol contestant to be on a feature episode of my podcast. I don't know if I can afford her or not. I'll have to see. She was already in our wedding last year, you know, so I might have to... I don't know how many favors I've got stocked up. No, I like picking on Melinda, and I don't think she listens to this, so it's great because I can pick on her and she never knows. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate it. Congratulations, Black Panther, on all of your Oscar wins. That has nothing to do with the Book of Proverbs or this episode, but I just had to say it. Wakanda forever. Okay, bye.